Hello and welcome to the Shine with Sophie podcast. I am your host, mindset and life purpose coach, EFT tapping, NLP and time techniques practitioner, business and Spanish graduate, and most of all, the founder of the Shine with Sophie community, movement and soul mission. I am here to expand your mind, elevate your vibration, guide you to unlocking your true power and authenticity, connect you with your soul, and bring you the teachings, tools, and support to help you create a life and business in true alignment with who you are. Thank you for being here. I invite you to open your heart and mind while listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello and welcome back to the Shine with Sophie podcast. I'm so excited because I have another special guest here on the podcast. I have brought the lovely and the beautiful Erica Rose. She is a confidence coach and we connected on Instagram and we've been supporting each other along the journey, and I'm just so excited to have her and on my podcast. We're actually breaking her little podcast virginity. So I'm really excited for that. But welcome, Erica. Welcome to the Shine with Sophie podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Sophie. I'm so excited to be here. When you invited me here, I was so stinking excited. I was discussing this with you a little bit before we started, before we pressed record, that I think you were like in the first 100 people that I followed on Instagram when I started my business and like started launching my coaching for myself. And I just have really enjoyed like watching you grow, and being a part of this podcast means so much to me.
Oh goodness, bless your little soul. I literally was just saying to her, like, we're here, like our dream has come true. Like, even though like the podcast is two years old this month. And it's like my little baby. Like, I feel like I'm still like coming to terms like that we do this. Like, this is my part of my job. Like, I get to like connect with people all over the world and share our hearts, share our wisdom, share our stories. And people recently have actually been like reaching out and saying, I've been binging your podcast, it's been really helping me. So thank you, Erica, for being here. Thank you for wanting to be here, feeling honored to be here. Thank you everyone also who's listening as well. It really does mean the world to me. And before we get started, something that I've want to implement into the podcast, and we're going to start it with you as well, Erica. Because I do it in all my coaching sessions, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to implement it into my podcast as well. So before we get going, I want you to tell me something that you are celebrating or you're proud of within yourself, either whether it's this past month or this past year. I want Erica to tell us something. I'll say something. And also for you guys at home, I would like you to speak aloud something that you're proud of, write it down, tell it to a friend. Message me on Instagram, message Eric on Instagram, tell us something that you're celebrating about yourself today.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, when you said, when you said within the past year, just kind of a light bulb went off. I am proud of myself for launching this business, for starting Erica Rose Coaching, because this has been living in my head for a really long time. I always knew when I graduated from university that I wanted to have my own practice in some sort of way. And it led me down this like decade rabbit hole of like amazing experience. I've done so many things, Sophie. I'm not even joking.
I'm excited to hear all about it.
I've done so many things in my career, but to finally embrace my knowing and embrace the fact that I know that coaching is what I am meant to do, and I'm meant to do it in my own way, the way that speaks to my own intuition. By starting Erica Rose Coaching, I'm taking a huge leap of faith. You know this really well in your own business. We're taking huge leaps of faith. We are really stepping in out of our comfort zone, stepping into our courage, and actively building that confidence every single day. So for me, I am grateful that I have taken this leap. And I'm also super grateful to be here, obviously.
Oh my goodness. Well, we're celebrating you so much. And it is like to one, like be able to like go through that journey and find your purpose and leap into it so like deeply and like really trusting yourself. Like it takes a lot of bravery, it takes a lot of courage, and then obviously the confidence comes. And we're gonna I'm really excited to dive into your story and like what how you really actually did get here, because now we know like the depth, we can feel the energy, the love, the kind of the excitement pulsing from your heart and soul that you're here and you're doing this work. So I'm really excited to kind of like unpack a little bit about your journey and how you did get here, because a lot of the women who do listen, they are like early entrepreneurs, early business owners, and confidence is something that they struggle with. Like trusting themselves is something that they struggle with. So we will be tapping into that topic, because obviously Erica is a confidence coach, so we'll be like getting all of her we'll be getting all of her wisdom and knowledge and light around that topic. For me, I am celebrating. What does Sophie want to celebrate? I'm celebrating
I
for
love the excitement moving through your body right now.
I like to like honestly, guys, I just move and I'm like, right, what wants to come through? So right now I literally want to just celebrate myself for who I am, for and for never giving up on myself. Just like Erica said, that we have these big bold desires and dreams on our heart, that does take that courage, it takes that bravery and trust in ourselves to go for them. And it's not always been easy. And Erica and I have both actually been on roller coasters this past year. And something that we want to tap into is this cultivating that safety within, so that you can keep taking those leaps, keep taking those risks on yourself, and trusting that you're on the right path, trusting that you are supported, you're unconditionally supported, and knowing that it will all unfold like exactly how it's meant to. But it takes that deep inner safety and knowing and trust, doesn't it? So hopefully we can unpack a little bit deeper around that. But I just wanted to implement that little kind of shine sparkle to the
Yeah,
start
and
of
I'm
my
celebrating you in that as well because that's huge. When you said it, I teared up a little.
God
And I mean,
bless.
it's huge to embrace who you are and to not shy away from that and like collapsing that timeline between like you know what you want and you're going after it. And that is really brave.
Thank you. If you haven't already celebrated yourself for something, please take this, pause this if you need to just scream aloud, like, I am celebrating myself for. Just scream aloud, the first thing. Because we're celebrating you right now. Anyway, let's dive deep into this, because I'm sure that we've got loads to go to. I'm sure loads is going to come through for us in this session. But I'd like for you to just start at the beginning. Obviously, right now you are a confidence coach. You've found your purpose. You're taking the leap. You're embracing the roller coaster of entrepreneurship, of going after your dreams. But Erica Rose, how did we get to Erica Rose coaching?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. So, I have been in the business of helping people for 10 years. So, I started out in social work and have really worked with, oh my gosh, I've worked with people of all ages. I've literally worked with ages 3 to like 70. I've worked with neurodiverse people. I have worked with people who have experienced trauma, people of different incomes and status. And I have taken all that work and my own personal experience and really culminated it into this method that we not only build confidence by taking courageous action and proving to ourselves that we can, we build confidence by building this strong foundation of safety in three major areas of the body, our relationship to others, and our relationship to ourselves. Because if we boil it all down, that's where all of the stickiness comes from, is how do we feel about ourselves and our body? How regulated is our nervous system? How well are we taking care of ourselves? How much are we focusing on our own health and our relationship to others? How are we allowing others to treat us? What relationships are we keeping in our lives? In our relationships to ourselves, it's the same. How do we treat ourselves? How do you talk to yourself when no one else is around? How do you talk to yourself when other people are around? So, in my own journey of struggling with anxiety and low self-confidence, what I sort of discovered was that I was walking myself through this method of starting with the body. I started by, let me back up because I need to tell you about where I came from. So I have basically had anxiety my entire life. Some of my very earliest childhood memories are anxious memories. My very first memory actually is opening my eyes in the bottom of a pool. I had fallen into a pool at a really young age before I could swim. And that's the very first memory I have in my life is being at the bottom of that pool. And I feel that like these anxious thoughts really consumed my childhood and my like early teenage years and sent me into this spiral of extremely low self-confidence, and to the point where when you're in your teenage years, things are weird anyway. And I just spiraled into this self-loathing. And like, as I started to hate myself more and just really like dove into all this anxious thinking, I allowed a lot of toxicity in my life. I had a lot of toxicity of my own. I didn't treat myself well. I definitely didn't treat my body well. I talked to myself like crap. Like I didn't keep like the best friend circle. I fell into an abusive relationship. Like all of these years of anxiety led to just this downward spiral of like really allowing lots and lots of negative things in my life. But as I started to, it was actually when I went to university and started to study psychology, I started to tap into my inner knowing of like, there's a different way of being. I do not have to allow myself to be consumed by this anxious thinking. And I also don't have to allow this anxiety to cause me to hate myself. How can I use this differently? And I started to just really approach my life with more curiosity rather than judgment. Obviously, there was still plenty of judgment going on, but I started to walk myself through my relationship with my body. I had been really unathletic growing up. I never did a sport.
Neither
I
did
just had.
I.
I was an art kid, okay? So I never, like, I lacked athleticism and I didn't believe that I can do it. And when I boiled this all back down, that's where it started. So in college, I started to tap into going to the gym, exercising, lifting weights, seeing what I could do, seeing what I enjoyed. And that led to me changing the relationships in my life, kind of how I laid out the framework of the body, the relationship with others, and the relationship with ourselves. It just flowed naturally once I started to take care of my body and to trust in my body and to build that safety within. When I had safety in my body, I wasn't going to allow other people to make me feel unsafe. So I started to tap into that in my relationship with others. And that eventually led me to some deep inner work on myself, many years of therapy, many years of coaching. So this is really what I've created at Erica Rose Coaching is the culmination of 10 years of professional experience helping people and probably 30 years of walking myself through these challenges of just experiencing that low self-confidence and approaching it with curiosity rather than judgment and building that strong foundation of safety.
Wow. And again, honestly, the first thing that comes through to speak after this is like, I know that there's going to be a lot of people listening. And before you kind of shared the kind of magnifying glass of your story and of your kind of experience growing up, is they would have heard your voice and your energy and thought, wow. Like, she's so confident, she's so bubbly. And then to tell your story of like how you actually grew up, and it was actually with a lot of self-doubt and low self-confidence and anxiousness. And it's just really to highlight that you don't need this, your anxiousness, your self-doubt is not who you are. That's not who you are. It's like, because of the experiences we experienced growing up, and we attach meaning to it, we attach beliefs to it, we attach emotion to it. But I'm just like so grateful that we get to do this work, and I get to bring people onto this podcast and share to show people, like really, really show people that you get to heal your relationship with yourself and with your fears so that you can better yourself, so that you can find your purpose in life, so that you can find yourself, so that you can actually show up from a place of self-love and self-connection and self-safety, which then in turn has like an impact on the relationships in your life and the work that you get to do and the lived experience that of your reality, you know? So I really just wanted to emphasize that there, that I'm sure everyone would have listened and been like, well, I would never have thought that that's how you used to feel, or that that would have been that version of you. So for those people that may be maybe not in the depth of that, but may still be living from that state of anxiety, that state of self-doubt, and it allows, like, it really does spiral a lot, and it does allow them, it does kind of control them more than they allow their self-trust and their self-knowing to lead the way in their life. What would you say to those people?
I think it all comes back to building that really strong foundation of safety. And to build safety, we have to build awareness. So I love the way that you said that, like, our anxiety doesn't define us. That was a really big piece for me, was changing my language around how I talked about myself and how I talked about my anxiety. Rather than saying, oh, I am an anxious person, I have anxious thoughts. You are not your anxiety. You sometimes experience anxiety. And we can, there's so much power in the way that we communicate things to other people and to ourselves. Like, we hold the power to change our relationship with anxiety simply in the way that we talk about it. And that can be such a powerful tool. And like auditing yourself as well, paying attention to what are the things that you say to yourself? What are the ways that you treat yourself? How did the relationships in your life treat you? Are they nourishing you or are they draining you? And just really getting like a big picture of what is the root of all of this, and how can I focus on that root?
I think that's it, like that awareness piece of the puzzle, isn't it? Like the awareness of the way that you're speaking, the awareness of the relationship with yourself, the awareness of the behaviors that you're like currently embodying with the relationships you're having in your life, like really like allowing yourself to take that step back and evaluating like what is going on and what may be impacting this low self like confidence, this anxiety that seems to maybe not shift, like really. And again, as coaches, like we're still human. Like I am going through like a state of anxiety as well, and it does take a lot of like awareness and courage and strength, like a word that comes up there as well. It's like that having that strength, that inner strength to be like, okay, like I am willing to take that step back and look at what is happening and actually give the anxiety, the fear, the doubt, the attention that it's like screaming for. Like I said that to you earlier on, it's like the anxiety is like it wants to be heard, it wants to be seen. So how can you give it the love that it's asking for? Like not getting so frustrated with it and being like, why is I feeling this? Like what is wrong with me? Like with that negative disempowering language that we were talking about, like really being really harsh to yourself and hurtful towards yourself and thinking that there's something wrong with you and that like your anxiety is you, but it's not. It's a part of you that wants to be loved, that wants to be seen, that wants to be heard. So like how can you, in a safe way that feels safe to you, like what does your anxiety need to hear? Like what does it need from you in this moment? Does it need to go out and be grounded in grass like I just did before I jumped onto this podcast? Does it need to have a little meditation? Like what does it want to hear from you? Can you have like a conversation with it, like a nice loving conversation with it? Something I you can take this little exercise too, Erica, by the way. It's just coming through. I've been sharing it with a lot of my clients and I think in the podcast as well. But something I've been doing, it's called, I've named it the embodied conversation. So I've been like getting like sitting on my sofa and for instance we'll use the anxiety for example, and it's just to get my subconscious to, and like you're talking about, like getting to the root of where this is stemming from, the root of what is happening, like where is this coming from. A way that I've been doing it, because obviously you can journal, you can like do all those techniques, but something that's really been bringing a lot to the surface for me, and I've been like screaming it to the rooftops because I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's so simple. I've literally been sitting on my sofa and my current self is on one side of the sofa, and say for instance the my anxiety is on the other side of the sofa, and using this example of like as if like the anxiety is there and having a conversation with it. And I would just, for instance, I would say like, what do you need from me? Like, what do you need to hear to feel safe? And I would get up and I would sit on the other side of the sofa, take a deep breath, signal to my subconscious like it's okay to bring forward what needs to be to be brought forward here and to be released, and just allowing what comes forward and like kind of going back and forward and having that like kind of like loving, healing relationship with those like different parts of you. So anxiety, the doubt, the fear, whatever it is, like I've been doing it with money, I've been doing it with like relationships in my life. So that's something that I wanted to speak about that there to just give an example of ways that you can start like healing this anxiety, giving it that love,
Yeah.
in a positive way, you know?
Absolutely. And I think when we look at the root of that, you talk about you sitting on one side of the couch and your anxiety sitting on the other. I absolutely love that, first off. But like the anxiety that's sitting on the other side of the couch is little Sophie. Like it is your younger self. Some version of you that either hasn't healed or hasn't experienced this before, and it's big and it's scary and it's new. For me, I like have that embodied conversation as well, but I picture that younger me is living in that fear. Honestly, my teenage me is my most scared me, so I always picture her. So I stand right in front of her and I literally hold my hands out. And imagine that she's like holding my hands. I'm gonna get emotional. Imagine that she's holding my hands and I just talk to her, ask her, what do you need? What do you need to hear? I tell her that she's safe because she didn't get to feel that safety that I know is within me now. So speaking to her directly and like giving her that closure that she didn't get to have back then can be such a powerful tool. And usually at the end of talking to her, I hug myself,
Yeah,
like
you just like
give
hold
myself a
that.
hug. And I imagine that she's there because that's all I want to do. I want to go back to that like 13, 14, 15-year-old me and just, I'm gonna hug the shit out of her, dude. Like, she needs it so bad, and she needs to know what is gonna come for her in her life. And she needs to know that, like, no situation is permanent. We all live in seasons, and some seasons are rough, and sometimes they're long. But we walk through them. And when we do walk through them, like, she could have never imagined this. This right here, me and you speaking right now,
Literally same, me too. And
teaching other
that's so
people how to be
true.
confident. What? She
Literally.
literally laughed in my face.
No, honestly, and you've got it spot on. It is your inner child. Like the last time I did that conversation, like I speak to that part of me, and that's what comes forward. It is always the inner child. Like, for instance, like I was struggling. I think I spoke about this in the podcast before, but I was struggling to let go of a relationship that wasn't serving me, and I was talking to that part of me that it felt really difficult to let that person go. And it was that teenage version of me that experienced like trauma, and like in my kind of family dynamic that created the belief in my subconscious that l love isn't safe, but familiar is safe. So I'm holding on to something that isn't love, doesn't give me love, but it gives me a familiarity, and that's what's safe to me. So, like, to bring that to the surface, it was my inner child, like that teenage version of me that I was speaking to. So I really do love, like, really intentionally, like, having those conversations with that version of you. And a lot of my meditations are kind of like going back to your past version and kind of like healing that relationship with yourself. But how, obviously, you can tell by like the shift that both you and I have had, and this is obviously the work that we do, but how has like healing your inner child or healing your relationship with every version of you really, really supported and served you and the version of you are right now today?
Oh my gosh, how much time do we have?
It's just really to like really emphasize the power of the relationship you have with yourself. The like, what's the right word here? The oh, like, oh my God, I can't think of the word. Like, it is possible to heal the relationship with yourself, and what is possible when you do heal that relationship with yourself? There we go, we got
Yeah, absolutely. So a big part of this for me goes back to being in an abusive relationship. I speak about this a little bit on my Instagram and my programs, and soon to be in my podcast, just launching very soon. But in that abusive relationship, I was in that for 8 years.
Wow.
The majority of my teenage and young adult years were spent in that relationship. And for so long, especially like that relationship, being so deep in my lack of self-confidence, my self-loathing, I call it self-loathing because that's what it was. I don't mean to be harsh in any way, but like, I didn't like myself. I
I
didn't
was
like
honestly
myself at
that
all.
I was like that as well. Like I had a very, very horrible relationship with myself that a lot of people didn't realize because I have always been like somewhat of a bubbly person, but like inside, like I thought so little of myself that it can still come to the surface. Like even till now, when you are stepping into all that you're doing, like these versions of yourself can come alive and be like, oh my God, no, we're not safe.
Yeah, for sure. I think within that self-loathing and within that relationship where I felt loathed in my relationship, I didn't feel love. I felt that familiarity. I lost so much of me. Like, it really took, honestly, I'm still figuring it out. My mentor, Shoshana Raven, says, like, I've only met 1% of me. And I'm so excited to see the rest of me. And that's where I feel like I'm at. I feel like I'm in that 1% still, because although leaving that relationship was like 9 years ago, I'm still very much like every now and then I'll lift a rock and uncover a new part of me and I go like, oh man, she's there. I had no idea she was here. Okay.
I love that
So
though, like that, the kind of excitement of your evolution and your self-discovery, right? And now that you're again, like this is an example of the transformation of real healing the relationship with yourself, because now you get to be excited about who you keep like finding within you, you know, the parts of you keep evolving and yeah, like finding and kind of expanding into. I think that like that kind of shift of being fearful of yourself to, oh my goodness, I'm so excited to meet even more of who I am and who I continue to evolve into. That is like life changing.
yeah, for sure. Like all of this, our brain can really trick us into thinking that our excitement is nervousness. And I mean, it can feel like nervousness, and sometimes it is nervousness. But like when we can approach it with a sense of excitement, a sense of curiosity, we forget to tap into, we spend so much time tapping into the inner child who was scared that we forget to tap into the inner child that was having a ton of fun figuring stuff out and learning things. Like we can tap into them as well, and we can explore with that like curiosity of a child, and we can play and we can like explore our bodies, we can explore relationships, we can explore ourselves, our minds, we can go, ooh, that's interesting, like I didn't know that was there, cool, nice to meet you, other me, and just really like not approach it with any sort of judgment. By discovering more parts of me, it doesn't mean that any part of me was ever fake. It just means that I'm learning more. And the more that I expand my mind, the more that I expand my nervous system capacity, the more that I am able to like tap into my authenticity and forget my learning, forget that like societal conditioning, the more I'm able to like really like play and like bring back that super fun like inner child, and I can comfort the part of me that was scared, but it's way more fun to be that playful side of yourself.
Oh my goodness, you're like speaking the language of my soul there. Like, oh yeah. Like I just love this topic of like expanding your mind, expanding the relationship with yourself, expanding your nervous system capacity, you know, the thermostat to like really like create a better life for yourself and not settle in the abusive relationships, not settle in the anxiety and the self-doubt, and actually break free from that because of the love and the safety and the trust and the connection to yourself and to that, yeah, like that inner child, like obviously with your, I share a lot about the subconscious mind, but yeah, like being able to connect to that part of you that was before it was indirectly like impacted by our society, like who is that version of you that was so young and free and adventurous and wild? Because obviously when I was first born, like I have an underlying heart condition, and from the ages of 0 to 5 I was in and out of hospital. But it really did, like when I really think back to that version of me, and I remember being in the hospital, and I remember being so bubbly, having so much strength, had been so friendly with all like the nurses and the doctors, and being taken care of and being like the center of attention, right? But like that version of me is my true me before you are really like impacted by society, by your conditioning, by the trauma and the experiences as you grow up. So it's like, who the truest version of me is, that inner child. How can I tap into that version of me and allow that version of me to be evolved and to be expanded throughout my adult life, and not let my adult life be dictated by the anxiousness, by the doubt, by the logical mind, by the fear of it all. Yeah, let's just be more like our inner child.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. Oh my gosh, like we are on such a same wavelength
Literally.
today.
It's
Between like the
insane.
safety, the inner child, the just like the joyousness, and then also like the anxiety we've been going
Yeah.
through. It's like, are we the same person?
Literally. Like, maybe before we got on here, we were talking about, we were just talking, and I'm really like passionate about like expanding your nervous system capacity, because I like what I went through last year, my nervous system was honestly like so dysregulated. It's like my nervous system, my inner child, like all parts of me was so fucking scared and unsafe that this like message is so important to me to share to early aspiring or like established entrepreneurs and business owners, as we dream big, as we heal the relationship with ourselves, as we expand ourselves, as we put ourselves out there, as we share our vulnerability. Like, it really is so important to feel safe within yourself to do that, and know how to regulate your nervous system, know that it's safe for it to be expanded. So I'd love for you to share some of the ways that you have and you continue to like regulate and expand your nervous system, for some tangible kind of steps, because like people are listening and be like, right, okay, I'm on board. We're healing the inner child, we're healing the relationship with ourselves, we're expanding our nervous system. What to do? Tell me.
Yeah, for sure. So, nervous system regulation is actually, as it is defined right now, is a pretty new concept to me. I've been in this space for a really long time, but I feel like I'm really just learning
Yeah.
the foundations of regulating your nervous system. Like there's different techniques. A lot of it goes back to the things that you teach. You teach the mindfulness, the meditation, the breath work, so much of that, and like building safety in those moments when like you're feeling that dysregulation coming on. It's all fine and well to regulate our nervous system when we're calm,
Yeah, when we're feeling
but
good.
but when we can have that level of self-awareness to go like, oh, this is one of those moments that I need a little extra help. We can do some breath work, like some square breathing or like some havening. Havening's my
Love
favorite.
that.
I
I love
freaking
that
love
too.
it. I feel like I'm giving myself like a mini massage. Like havening is nervous system regulation and self-care.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Have you talked about
No,
havening
I
on?
actually, I've done it in a workshop before, in my group program, but I've actually not done it. I don't think I've shared it on here. So on you go. You can share with the podcast fam.
For sure. So I actually learned this from Kate Northrup.
Okay.
Shut up. Oh my God. Get out of my head, Sophie. So I was in her one of her workshops recently where she taught havening as like a technique for regulating your nervous system when it comes to money. But this could be used in any situation where you are feeling anxious. And havening is just a technique where you can rub your hands. She teaches it on the hands. You can do your arms, just a really slow, soft, borderline sensual touch. And just allowing yourself to like really feel that sensation. Taking a moment to be
Sure, she
quiet.
just, say something that's like putting moisturizer on, but like nice and softly.
Yeah. And that's a way that you can do it in public and like
Right.
not feel weird about it. If you get self-conscious around others, it's like, carry some lotion in your bag and pull it out and haven.
Love it.
But I find that havening is so accessible and so easy. Like, I had to go to the DMV the other day, the Department of Motor Vehicles in Air America. Everyone's going to understand that going to the DMV is a terrible experience. Okay. Like, the line's always long. Everyone's always grumpy. Like, you know, there's going to be someone who, like, throws an angry fit when you're in there. It's just awful. So I'm havening in the DMV, you guys. Like, you
I
can
love it.
use this technique anywhere.
Amazing. Well, let us know if you guys try it out. But yeah, I'm here for the havening. I've been doing it recently as well. Havening, but also just honing myself and being like, you're safe. Really just feeling myself and being like, you are okay. Like, we're safe. We've got each other. When that maybe your anxiety arises or your inner child, like recently for me, my inner child has been really loud just because of different things that are happening in my family life that is just really triggering things from my past, and it's coming forward, and I've literally just been like sitting with myself and being like we spoke about having those conversations of I'm safe, I've got you, I have got you, we are so much stronger now. We are so much more connected with our strength, our power, our confidence. I have you, you're safe, you are safe, you're enough, you're okay. And really in those moments, when you do feel that burst of anxiety or that burst of overwhelm or whatever it is, those are the most prominent times for you to be aware and take that step back and do the havening, do the conversation with yourself, come into yourself and really start to heal the relationship with all parts of you. I think this is the title of the podcast, healing the relationship with all parts of you through these different modalities. But yeah, is there anything else that you wanted to share on that at all?
I think something you said hit me in that moment. I'm gonna let it come back.
Yes.
So you mentioned like feeling safe in all parts of us, and like I think that's so important to really prove to yourself that you are there for you, no matter what that looks like. Like,
Yeah.
sometimes that means that you're going to go headfirst into something, and sometimes it means you're going to take a step back from something.
Yeah.
Allowing yourself to be in whatever moment that you're in, embracing the present day, and realizing, like, I am in control of how I handle this situation. And in life, there's so many things outside of our control. I can't control the lines at the DMV. I can't control how people are going to act and who's going to blow up in this
Yeah.
office, but I can control how I act. And like before I even left the house, I resigned myself to, okay, it's going to be what it is. I am going to wait as long as it takes because I have to do this because this is the way that things are. And I'm going to take a couple of my tools with me. I have my havening. I'm going to take my headphones so that if things get really overwhelming, I can just put my headphones in. And like really allowing myself to use all of the tools that I teach to other people and apply them to my everyday life, because that is what makes a good coach, not a perfect person. It's an imperfect person who's willing to practice what they preach, because I truly think that confidence is a practice, much like meditation, practicing a sport, or learning to draw. Like, it's something that you just have to try. And sometimes it's going to be great, and sometimes it's not going to be so great, but every opportunity is there to teach us something. And if we can see the lesson in it, we can use it to grow.
I love that. I love that. And I'd love to unpack a little bit deeper around this confidence part as well, because obviously that is like what you focus mostly on. It always comes back to that confidence piece of the puzzle as well. And I do have a lot of work with a lot of people who are building their confidence. And for me, like that was something that I lacked as well. And obviously through different ways I have and continue to practice building this confidence. Like it's not something that has come very naturally to me. Like I really having to push myself outside my comfort zone. Like having that bravery and that courage, like first, and allowing the confidence to follow, allowing the confidence to grow. Because I have clients who are really holding themselves back from starting the podcast, from starting the YouTube channel, from like launching the business, whatever it may be, because they don't feel confident within themselves. So what would you say again to those people who have these ideas, who have these desires, but it is the confidence, the self-doubt that is really, really controlling them and holding them back?
I think that it is a misconception that we are confident and then we do the courageous shit.
Me too.
You have to do the courageous shit in order to build the confidence. There's this idea that like people are confident or that confidence comes easy to anyone. Like, I don't necessarily think that's true. I think anyone who holds any level of confidence has done it by simply proving to themselves that they can, proving to themselves that they're going to follow through on their promises to themselves. Every time that we say we want to do something and hold ourselves back, we are breaking promises to ourselves. We know we're capable of doing the things. They obviously have the skills to start the YouTube channel and they have the voice to start the podcast. And in order to build your confidence, you have to do the scary shit. And sometimes it's going to be messy and it's not always going to be pretty. And I think the idea of perfection is just like throw it out the window. It does not exist.
Literally massive as well. It's like I wouldn't be where I am if I focused on the perfectionism. Like, see, if you look back, like, nothing of what I do is perfect, nothing, but I believe in that progress over perfection, like allowing yourself to evolve, just allowing your heart to lead the way, your soul, your voice, your what wants to come through to lead the way. Because if we do focus on, yes, it's like giving yourself that space and that time to create and build out the podcast and build out the ideas for the YouTube channel and really intentionally create it, but not to the point where it's like I'm just procrastinating this now because I am scared to actually put this out. It's like a fine line, isn't it? Of like being like really intentionally building on something behind the scenes, and I'm just like really just like focusing too much on the perfectionism of this because I'm scared to put it out. So really acknowledging, like, if you are listening, you do want to like launch something, or you want to do something different, you want to go traveling, you want to start the podcast or the YouTube, like what is like a courageous step that you can take today that's going to take you that one step closer, that's going to support you in maybe building on that confidence? Because both Erica and I would not be where I am if I waited for the confidence to land in my lap. Like I wouldn't be here, and there's days where I don't feel confident, but I show up anyway. I lean into the courage, I lean into the bravery, I lean into the knowing that I have got this, I have got it, and this, my soul mission, my life, my purpose, it is so much bigger than my fear, so much bigger than my anxiety, and allow that to kind of lead the way in my life. So it's really asking yourself, like, how can I lean into courage today?
Yeah. I love what you said there and just like asking the listeners of this podcast to think of one small thing they can do. And if we have time, I'm going to tell a little story that relates to this.
When you go.
So part of my courageous journey was in 2018, I was feeling really stuck. in where I was. I was in a job that was like tied to my housing. So if I quit my job, I didn't have a home. And I just knew that like this stuck feeling was not going to go anywhere until I made like a big ass move. So I decided to quit that job with no real plan of what I was going to do next, no plan for really where I was going to live or what job I was going to work next, which sounds a little reckless, but I decided that I was going to take a road trip solo across the US. And that's what I did. I got in my car and I drove from the East Coast out to Arizona, to Utah, to Colorado, essentially almost all the way across the country. But one of the things that I experienced on this road trip was I went to a national park in New Mexico, which is a cave. And so many people go down into this cave and they get stuck. So people will take the hike down and they get stuck. So much so that they've built an elevator in a cave so that they don't have to push people all the way back up in like a wheelchair to rescue them. So I asked the park ranger, I said, if people are going down there and getting stuck, and you guys have to go rescue people multiple times a day, how do you do it? How do you have the stamina to rescue people multiple times a day if people can't even do it one time? And they told me, we take baby steps, little tiny baby steps. They're like, do it, try it. You're gonna feel weird. People are gonna look at you funny. Like, you're gonna doubt yourself and wonder if you're doing it right, but try it. And so I did. I shuffled my little ass all like 8 miles of this trail, like teeny tiny, itsy bitsy little baby steps. And you know what the craziest thing was? I was passing people. I was passing the people who were trudging, who were doing the big, giant steps and really wearing themselves out. And I think back to this situation, it's such a perfect symbolism for starting your business, starting your journey towards self-confidence, starting that podcast, starting that YouTube channel. If you are taking little tiny baby steps and you are staying diligent and dedicated, you're gonna be surprised, but you're gonna start passing people. You're gonna look back a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, five, and you're gonna go, wow, I had no idea I was capable of this. And it's in the moment, not going to feel like you're doing a thing. And you're gonna doubt yourself. Because you don't feel like you're going fast enough and you don't feel like your moves are big enough. But when you look back and you see that bigger picture, you realize you just did that hike that people have to be rescued from because you stuck to it.
I love that. I can't wait for you to tell that on a stage one day. It's
Manifest that right now.
so true, though. Manifesting it's already done, bitches. But yeah, I think that is like so important, and it's such a powerful reminder for myself as well. Like those baby steps, like actually compound up to something far greater than you could probably ever imagine, where you are at, then all of a sudden you're at this place that you were trying to get to, and you were like, whoa, okay, I'm here. That wasn't too
Yeah. You hardly even notice it's happening when you're
bad.
taking baby steps. And like another thing, I wasn't sore the next day. There's not so much like rebound that happens when you take these baby steps. Like you're just able to keep moving
I love
and
that.
it doesn't feel so heavy.
I love that.
And every single person who's listening to this and every single person who's not listening to this is worthy of holding that. You are capable of holding it. You are worthy of holding it. You wouldn't have the idea if you couldn't do it.
Yes. That's something I always say as well. It's like the ideas, the desires that you're given, they're given to you for a reason. So it's like it's whether or not you choose to like keep them stuck within you or listen to them, follow them, and actually like bring them into your physical reality because they're meant to. They were given to you for a reason. And again, that's why like I do all this, do what I do, because I'm like, this is what's on my heart. And that has to happen because it's given to me for a reason, you know? So I really love that. And for anyone listening, for myself and for you, Erica, like really reflect on what is this one thing that I can do this week, one little step that I can take this week that's going to get me closer to that stage, saying that story, that's going to get me closer to one of my goals as well. And it's going to get closer for. Help you get closer to building your confidence, to launching that business. Like, what is one step that feels exciting, that feels like not like so comfortable, but it's like, okay, this is like, oh, okay, we're doing it. And I'm going to hold you accountable, but both Erica and I are going to keep you accountable to taking that step. If you want to reach out to either of us, and tell us what that step is, please do, and we will cheer you on all the way.
I
But
love
my goodness,
that.
I love this little conversation. Before we wrap up, would you like to share, is there anything else on your heart that really wants to come through? Any last piece of advice or wisdom that you want to share around this whole topic of that cultivating that safety and building that confidence and kind of just healing the relationship with yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I think as I mentioned before, there's this misconception that the confidence comes first and then we do the courageous stuff. When in actuality, we have to do the courageous stuff, but it would be foolish to lean completely on your courage without building safety. I like to relate it to rock climbing. You wouldn't get on a rock wall
Without
without putting on your harness, without making sure you're properly tied in, without making sure your rope is nice and sturdy, doesn't have any frays in it, without making sure that your belayer on the ground is competent and it knows what they're doing and is going to be able to hold you and support you. So building that strong foundation of safety is so essential to taking that courageous action. And I think it's often missed because we're like, oh, just go be brave. And yes, part of it is being brave, but we also have to know truly that we have physical, relational, emotional safety within ourselves, within our life, within our relationships to others, not just romantic friendships, business relationships, any relationships. Building that safety really sets us up to take courageous action, to have less of that rebound time, to be able to bounce back when things don't work quite as we expected, and really build up that confidence over time.
I love that so much. It's so aligned with like my message and how I like to support people as well, like having that safety within you, but like that expansive, an expansive safety that doesn't keep you small, that doesn't keep like hold you back. It's a safety that it's like it is safe to take this step. It is safe for me to be courageous. It is safe for me to follow my intuition, to know that I know what's best for me, to know that no matter what, I have got me. I have the relationships that unconditionally support me. I have the universe that unconditionally supports me. And really knowing in your heart and your soul and your body, deep within yourselves, that no matter what you do, that you are safe, you are supported. And again, like that is something that I have really been integrating myself and embodying myself, because like we're saying, like we're going after different things, like different dreams that do take a lot more of our capacity and our energy and our trust and our belief in ourselves. And if that's not what our subconscious is filled with right now and our body is filled with right now, it is going to take a lot of that expansion and that safety within ourselves to start expanding that thermostat, to start expanding that see, it always comes back to the safety, isn't it? That safety to go after these things and to be bold, to put yourself out there, to be vulnerable, to be like, this isn't right for me. I am choosing to do this. Like that is takes a lot of inner strength. It takes a lot of safety to trust yourself. And again, like a lot of the beliefs and the affirmations within my EFT tap-ins and within my meditations I create, I like to use that stem of it is safe for me. It is safe for me to trust myself. It is safe for me to be who I am. It is safe for me to express myself, like really, really like implanting into your subconscious that it is safe. I love
Yeah,
it.
and that you're worthy of
Yeah,
that.
worthy.
You're worthy of the experience. You're worthy of safety. Because a lot of us have grown up in such a sense of unrest and such a lack of safety that being safe actually doesn't feel safe. So
Because their
acknowledging.
representation of safety isn't like that, isn't safe. Yeah, 100%.
So allowing yourself to recognize that, like, you are worthy of true, genuine safety within yourself, within your relationships, within your body. Like, you deserve it. You are naturally deserving of all of the things that you want. You're naturally deserving of the highest state of confidence that you want. You are naturally deserving of all of those desires that pop into your head. Like, you are worthy of achieving those things. And building that strong foundation of safety just means that you can hold them once you get them.
Oh my goodness, I love it so much. I think that's an amazing place to finish up and to leave you guys with, like to feel excited to start really like embodying your worth, embodying this unconditional worth as well. Like that's another thing that I've been tapped into, that I am unconditionally and naturally worthy, like even when I feel low, even when I feel anxious, I am unconditionally worthy. Like that's something that I've really been embodying myself. So thank you so much, Erica, for coming on and sharing your light and your love and your wisdom with the Shine podcast fam. I've honestly loved having you here. You really feel like you're basically, we're talking to a mirror here.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sophie. I had so much fun. Thank you for being like my first guest podcast. This is really
So glad
exciting.
you had fun. Like that's how I like to meet my people feel, like to feel safe, to feel excited, to feel expanded, to have fun in this process of healing as well, like because it is quite deep work. So I like to make it like somewhat lighthearted and somewhat fun so people feel safe to come and listen to these kind of conversations, and be involved in this conversation. So thank you so much for everyone who's listened. If you really enjoyed this episode, please share to your stories, tag Erica and I in it. We want to hear who is listening. If you want to share your celebrations, share the courageous steps that you're going to take, please let us know. But before we go, Erica, I would love for you to share where we could find you, what you've got going on, and if anybody would like to come and have a little bit more of your magic.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. So you can find me on Instagram or TikTok at Erica Rose Coaching. It is Erica with a K, Erika. I just specify that because there's a million different ways to spell it. I currently have my one-on-one program, which is Courageous Confidence. It is a 4-month one-on-one program. We work on all the things that I've talked about today, building that really strong foundation of safety within your body, within your relationship with others, within your relationship with yourself, so that you can take that courageous action and you can build that confidence. You can chase your desires. And when you get them, you can hold them. And really, building confidence is only the beginning. That's when we really get started, is when we have that strong foundation of confidence. So excited to share that. And also, very soon, I'll be starting my own podcast. So make sure you follow me on Instagram to keep up with when that is going to be dropping. And if you wanted to share any of your thoughts on today's podcast, you can also email me at ericarosecoaching@gmail.com.
Amazing. Oh, I'll put your little Instagram in the show notes as well for everyone that can just easily access you and come over and connect with you as well. But oh my goodness, I'm so excited. So celebrating you. I'm proud of the work that you're doing, you're sharing in this world. It really does excite me that we get to be this change in the world and we get to share this work with the world. So oh my goodness, I've just loved having
Thank
you
you.
here. Hopefully we can have another conversation like this again soon. But again, guys, thank you for listening. I really hope that you feel inspired, expanded, and excited to just deepen your relationship with yourself, is the biggest thing here, eh? And loving all parts of you and feeling safe to expand and to evolve and to be you. To be you.
Yeah,
Well,
thank
thank
you so
you again,
much.
and I'll speak to you all very, very soon. Episode of the Shine with Sophie podcast. I would love for you to rate and review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts because I love and appreciate your feedback. Or share on your Instagram stories and tag me in it because I love to see who's listening and tuning in. Or even share with a friend who you think needs to listen and let's grow this Shine community and movement together. Keep committing to yourself, and I will see you next week.